Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I am your host, John, and today we're going to talk about startups equal early retirement. But before we get into that, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button so when we make new episodes, you will be notified. Okay, without further ado, let's dig into this episode. So I wanted to create an episode to help people retire early. And startups are the way to do that. They are the easiest, quickest, and I think fastest way to get to retirement. And what I mean by that is the typical person will invest so much money into a 401k or an investment platform and have to take 30, 40 years to retire, you know, with some dignity. But really what we want to do is get that opportunity to make massive amounts of money earlier than that. So we have that option. If we want to retire, we can. And so one of the first things you want to do, I've talked about this quite a bit, if you're been listening right along, is go to WeFunder.com. You want to create an account. You also want to go to Republic.co, and you can even go to StartEngine.com, and it's all 100% free. One of the things you want to look for are biotech companies, recycle companies, and I'm going to give you some examples. Now, these are companies that I've invested in, and they are called Manta Biofuel, and they actually work on material that comes out of basically a swamp, and they use that as a biofuel. Smart Tire Recycling, they actually break old used tires apart, and so this is an environmental thing, and then they can save a lot in the environment and things of that nature, but it's called Smart Tire Recycling. Harmony Turbines, so that's going to be your solar factor. Fuel Gems, and that is going to be working on a nanotechnology for increasing gas mileage and 50% less population. Purelight Technologies, they work with making different types of light bulbs and fixtures of such that are actually medically good for you and help clean the air. Wind Harvest is another factor in a company that is offered on a startup. Shark Wheel, you might have seen this Shark Tank, and you may have seen it if you just Google it. It's basically a new design on the wheel that they use. Genobank is like a DNA for like a 23andMe. Scooter Electric, autonomous scooters, which is just called Scooterson. Snap DNA, they actually control greenhouses. Pit Moss uses recycled material for the plants and things like that. And so one of the things that you want to do is definitely check those kind of companies out, because what I think ideally is we want to play a numbers game here. So what I do is I have over 50, but I recommend having between 50 and 100 of these startup companies. So you can start in. I know I've seen it for $10, but typically they're $50 to $100 on up. And, you know, it's a numbers game. So all these that I just listed off is just a few of what I have. But it's the quickest and easiest way. So basically when an IPO hits and they decide to go onto Wall Street, because we got in early, we'll be getting out when other people will be getting in. And so basically, when one pops between 3 and 5 years, all we do is just keep looking at these different platforms and just keep reinvesting buying. So once you have, say, 50 or 100, I'm going for 100. I'm 100% positive that if 90% fail, 10% will hit. And that 10% is going to be huge. Now, I don't think it's going to be a 90% failure rate, but I absolutely believe that if you have 100 startups, at least 10 are going to be million-dollar deals. And this is the easiest and quickest way that you can retire early and you can retire with dignity. It's just definitely a great way of retiring. So I definitely would do this route. And how I have mine structured is I look at it like a pyramid, and I'm not talking a pyramid scheme. Basically, it looks like a pyramid, but basically you're filling all these blocks in where you have 50 to 100. And so your money is basically cycling into these startup companies. And then you're also trickling in, a 401k with 5% and an employer 5% match. And then you're doing a Roth IRA, which is $7,500 a year. And that is tax-free if you're in the U.S. And so all we're doing is we're taking our money that we get and we're assuring that we are going to hit it big. And yes, a 401k is a very controlled mechanism for making wealth long-term. A Roth IRA is another mechanism for making money for retirement at 59 and a half long-term. But the reality is, as we go along our journey, these startup companies, between 3 and 5 years, usually go on an IPO. And so that's an initial public offering. And so these companies are what's going to make us extremely wealthy. And if you look at, I'm trying to think of that name, that car company, Uber, you know, for every $50 that you put in, you got $1 million, and that was a startup. Tesla did a startup. There are so many companies that do startups, and when you're in the beginning stages is where you make money. Elio was a startup. It was a three-wheel car. It was selling for $7,000. And here's another example. People got in, they got their shares, and when it went to Wall Street, it was offered at $15 a share. Now, they went bankrupt, and this is what I'm talking about. The people that got in early and got into these startups, they ended up making all their money when it was exiting. So we get out and other people get in. Now, I'm definitely not condoning, failure by any means, but I mean, this is just the way it works. You want to get up into these startups early, and then you want to get an exit strategy when they go to the initial public offering on Wall Street. I hope all this makes sense, but it's just really easy to make life-changing money. And if 50 to 100 bucks is like a gas tank filled up, or you take your significant other out to dinner, I mean, we're not talking huge, massive money. But anyways, that's all I have for you folks this week. I hope everybody's doing great. I hope all this makes sense. And you know what I like to say? Happy trails.